SRN News, I'm John Scott. Day two of deliberations underway in the Trump criminal trial. The panel deliberated for more than 4 hours Wednesday and asked the judge to rehear both jury instructions and portions of testimony from two key witnesses. Meanwhile, most Americans say a guilty verdict in the New York trial is not likely to affect the way they vote in November. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
67% of those responding to a Marist poll say a guilty verdict would have no influence on their vote. 17% say it would make them less likely to vote for Trump, but that's nearly offset by the 15% who say a guilty verdict would make them more likely to cast their ballot for the former president. The survey found that overall, two-thirds of voters have already made up their minds about who they'll vote for, and nothing's going to change it. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. economy grew at a sluggish 1.3% annual pace from January through March.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose, but at a slower pace than previously thought. The department had previously estimated the nation's gross domestic product expanded at a 1.6% rate last quarter. The first quarter's GDP growth marked a sharp slowdown from the vigorous 3.4% rate in the final 3 months of 2023.
Correspondent Jeremy House, last quarter's pullback due mainly to two factors, a surge in imports and a reduction in business inventories that tend to fluctuate from quarter to quarter. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits ticked up last week, but layoffs remain historically low in the face of lingering inflation and high interest rates. Claims last week rose by 3,000 to 219,000, according to the Labor Department. The Dow is losing 386 points. The NASDAQ, 88 points in the red. This is SRN News. Hate crimes charges dropped against a Christian in Iowa.
Last Christmas, an image of Satan was set up at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple, prompting Michael Cassidy to enter the building and knock it down. He was arrested, and prosecutors decided to charge him with a hate crime against Satanism, to the surprise of many. The hate crimes charge, which carries heavier penalties, has now been dropped in return for Cassidy's decision to plead guilty to a third-degree criminal mischief charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion providers asking a judge to expand the health exception to Indiana's abortion ban. Planned Parenthood also wants the judge to allow clinics as well as hospitals to provide the procedure. Indiana only allows abortions when the health or life of the woman is at risk. The plaintiffs claim that the health exception is written so narrowly that in practice, many doctors won't end a pregnancy even when a woman's condition qualifies under the law. This is SRNU. A Maine sheriff rejects allegations that some of his officers arrived at a mass shooting reeking of alcohol.
Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce says all of the officers were on duty or had just attended training before Lewiston police requested their assistance. Joyce denies allegations in a Portland police report suggesting the officers had been drinking, had come from a funeral, and dispatched themselves without orders. Joyce says his officers responded in a sober, professional manner, and he's proud of them. Rich Thomason reporting.
Seattle's police chief dismissed. Mayor Bruce Harrell made the announcement, saying he met with police chief Adrian Diaz, and they both agree the chief should step down. The move comes about a week after a lawsuit was filed alleging Diaz discriminated against women and people of color. Diaz has vehemently denied those allegations. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.